Chapter 12 A Piece of Pie. As Pinky made her way to Twilight's home at the Golden Oak Library, she thought about how she'd resisted helping Rainbow and Applejack with those poorly inflated balloons. And then she'd stopped herself from redesigning Rarity's posters, even though they'd made no sense at all. While she couldn't believe her own Pinky power, she felt a little funny, and not in a good way. Why had she given up parties again? Pinky was starting to forget the reason. She found herself imagining the right way to blow up a balloon and what sort of rock concert poster would look really awesome. "Focus, Pinky," she thought as the library came into view. "You have to save the farm." All she needed were a couple books, and Twilight just had to have them. Twilight was really smart, after all, and the books were where she found most of her answers.
"Knock, knock, Twilight!" Pinky shouted into the window. "I really, 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 really need some books."
"Come on in, Pinky," Twilight shouted from inside. "What sort of things are you looking for?"
"Well, I'd like one on growing cucumbers, and then one on how to run a rock circus, and maybe a..."
Pinky pushed open the door, expecting to see just Twilight and Spike. Instead, she saw them. Plus Rarity, Applejack, Rainbow Dash, Fluttershy, and Pinky's whole family.
"Is this a surprise party?"
Pinky asked, her glasses sliding down her nose again. "Because I'm totally surprised!" Pinky started to smile and then looked at her family and remembered why she had come there in the first place.
"I mean, not that I like parties. I hate parties. Blah! Parties are the worst thing ever!"
"You know that's not true, Pinkie Pie," said Twilight.
"Of course it is. I'm Pink Domina, Serious Pie, the most seriousest pony in all of Ponyville, maybe even Equestria. Would anyone like to schedule a business meeting with me?"
Pinky pulled out a planner and pen and started scribbling furiously in it.
"No, but we would sure like our old friend Pinky back," Applejack said, stepping forward.
Rarity, Fluttershy, and Rainbow nodded in agreement.
"And we'd like our Pinkamina back too," Igneous Rock said, joining them.
He looked a little embarrassed, but he was smiling.
You would?"
Pinky couldn't believe her ears.
"But I thought that my parties were too silly for you. I thought you wanted me to be serious."
"We're so sorry, Pinkamina dear," Cloudy Quartz said. "We didn't mean to hurt your feelings. We've just been under so much stress about losing the farm and, well, we didn't think you'd understand. You've always had such a sunny outlook on things."
"But I do understand, I do," Pinky said, taking off her glasses. "All I wanted to do was help."
"We see that now, thanks to Princess Twilight. Thanks to all your friends here," said Igneous. "You're a real lucky pony. They were the ones who told us how you'd changed yourself just to please us. This talking baby dragon here was real concerned." Spike puffed out his chest.
"Well, Gummy and I were both worried," admitted Spike, patting the alligator on the head. "We didn't realize what we had done until we saw you out the window just now, struggling to hold back your natural talent and not helping your friends."
Cloudy shook her head. "You don't need to do that ever again, Sugar. We love you just as you are."
"Oh, family!"
Pinky felt herself bubbling over with happiness. She ran over to her family and scooped up all four of them in a big hug.
"You guys are the bestie worstest!"
When she pulled away from the embrace, her mane was at maximum poof. Pinkie Pie was back.
Now that that's all over, we just have one question for you, Pinky, her mom said.
What is it?
Pinkie Pie shouted, bouncing up and down.
Ask me, ask me, ask me!
Igneous Rock cleared his throat. Will you plan our rock concert party?
Pinky pretended to think about it.
Oh, all right, if you really want me to.
Every pony cheered. Now they were really back in business.